You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Meet Us in Buellton podcast. We're super excited to sit down with today's guest and learn more about Buellton's newest wine experiences on Industrial Way.
And this incredible place is McKinney Family Vineyards. Our guest is Matt McKinney, owner and winemaker. Matt, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Yeah, Matt, welcome to our show. We're super excited to have you here. And so before we get into the meat of the episode, we're going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself and kind of share more about the McKinney Family Vineyard and how you got here.
Yeah. So I grew up in San Ynez from 10 to 19. I moved to the San Ynez Valley when I was 10 with my parents from Woodland Hills. And thought I had died and gone to heaven, having been able to grow up here and my whole life being about chickens and dogs and goats and riding bikes around town and playing sports. And it was a great childhood. And when I graduated, went to St. Ignatius High School, played basketball and volleyball, played both sports at UCLA in college. And then I actually played 3 years of pro indoor volleyball after college. And that experience is actually how I got into the wine industry. So kind of a long story, but moved back home in 2013 and started working jobs in the wine industry and building my own production on the side. And that's how my business was born. So there's a lot of different details to that story, but that's it in a nutshell.
That's fascinating. Matt, I know McKinney Family Vineyard seems to grow and expand with every vintage, and you probably know better than anyone that it had to start from somewhere. Can you tell us a little bit about that origin story? And I also understand there's a very fun story about the design of the logo and some special significance behind that.
Yeah, definitely. So just to start off with how the business came to be is I brokered a deal with my dad, my third season playing pro volleyball in Puerto Rico. I told him that if I won the championship that year, would he finally let me plant a vineyard on the property? And we have a 10-acre property in San Ynez, and it was just blank horse pasture dirt, basically. And, you know, I kept telling my dad, I'm like, you know, dad, we got 10 acres of blank land. Let's plant a vineyard, get in the wine industry. And he was always like, you're crazy. You're traveling. I'm going to have to take care of the vineyard. He's like, you can't plant a vineyard. And originally I was trying to get the front 4 acres of our property planted, but my dad, definitely being a savvier businessman than myself, he said, if you win, I'll let you plant the back 1/2-acre horse pasture. And I said, all right, you got a deal. So anyway, luck had it. I won the championship that year. And in Puerto Rico, pro volleyball is a big sport. So the same way that like the NBA here has like Euro players that come in, well, I was pretty much a Euro player going down there. So each team would have like 3 foreigners on their team. So it's all Puerto Rican guys. And then I was one of 3 foreigners on the team. And in my town that I played in that third season in Puerto Rico, they actually have bronze statues of volleyball players in the town. That's
wow.
Like what a big sport volleyball is. So there'd be as many as 8,000 people at every game. And there was a parade of like 20,000 through San Juan after we won. And that awesome experience, it culminated in my first little 1/2-acre vineyard being planted. And that's what sucked me into the wine industry.
That's awesome. Awesome, fun story. And congratulations to you on all your successes there. That's pretty cool to learn. I guess I'm on this side of the world, and we see, like you said, the football and basketball and NBA and stuff, and just different sports where people are brought in, but it works the other way too. So that's pretty cool, Matt. So a day-to-day operations of a vineyard, what's that look like for you?
Man, you know, obviously vineyard is seasonal. So once the growing season does come around, which is basically April when bud break takes place, then from April through about mid-July, there's a new pruning pass basically every 3 weeks. So irrigation management is kind of your weekly task, but then every 3 weeks you get a new pass that needs to be made through the vineyard to make sure that you're managing yield and not producing too much volume and keeping your quality levels high. So I used to do all that work myself with my little 1/2-acre vineyard, but Now we are finally, we have almost 6 acres planted on the property and definitely can't do it all myself anymore. So I have a friend, Garrett Gamachi, who owns Chalky Ridge Vineyard Management Company. And he is nice enough to send crews over, and I'll basically oversee the crews, letting them know everything that needs to get done. And a lot of times I'm out there working with them. But manpower is definitely important the larger you scale up. So that's vineyard work. I'm always doing stuff to keep the property looking pretty. And we do most of our private tastings on the property in Santa Ynez. But our production facility is now in Buellton, and we're definitely trying to ramp up doing more private tastings there as well.
Awesome. Very good. It is a lot of work.
I bet your dad was happy for the help since he didn't want to manage the vineyard.
100%. Yeah, he's always testing me to make sure that I'm really going to see through my grand ideas. So crazy enough, I stuck this one out and turned this into a real business.
That's awesome. You have to be careful what you wish for sometimes, right?
100%. Yeah, you never fully know what you're getting into. The reality is always different than the dream you had, but it's definitely been a hustle to get to where I am now, but I'm finally starting to reap the rewards of the hard work.
And you said when you came back to the area that you got into the wine industry through various jobs. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and where you draw your winemaking style from?
Yeah. So when I first moved home, I did 2 years of the viticulture and oenology program at Allen Hancock College. Mm-hmm. And during that time period, I was working as a wine tour driver based out of Santa Barbara. So I worked with a company called Coastal Concierge, and they're contracted with all the hotels throughout Santa Barbara. And so anytime a guest calls up the concierge and says they want to go on a wine tasting, a lot of times Coastal Concierge is the company picking them up for a private wine tour with a winemaker or sommelier or some educated head of sales, you could say, from one of the wineries. So it was an amazing first job in the wine industry because I got to know all the winemakers, winery owners. And what I started doing is more or less pitching deals. I used to tell them I would work harvest, and I was always trying to broker deals to get them to allow me to make a certain amount of my wine at their facilities. So I was fortunate enough to do some of that at Sunstone Winery in 2014, and then Deerberg Star Lane in 2015, and Dragonette Cellars in 2016. Team. And then for 2 years, I was at Michael Larner's co-op winery with Michael Segway with Cayena and Marco Lucheschi with Section Wines. I had quite a few years of making wine around a lot of different winemakers. And so I'd say that most of my winemaking knowledge comes from on the job and just getting my hands dirty.
That's awesome. I think there's nothing more than I think the experience you get with hands-on working, and like you said, you've worked under some great winemakers and producers here locally.
Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate. And I just feel so grateful at this point that I had those opportunities. And I really was able to kind of figure out my own style with winemaking after seeing that many people do their craft.
Awesome. You know, I always find it interesting. It's like horse racing, right? Like, how do they come up with the names of the horses? But how do you come up with the names of your wine? There are so many wines out there. So how do you find one? Maybe you have some inspiration behind some of the names. I know you have one called The Beast, you know, and then also do the members of your family have any favorites or...
So we make 16 different varietals. So we make a lot of different wine. And partly that's just because there's so many amazing varietals growing in this region. So I don't know if you're passionate about wine, like myself, it's hard not to play around. But I was a history major in college at UCLA, so I've always had a love for history. And so when I first got into the wine industry, I started basically ordering every wine history book I could and reading through them. And as I was reading through them, different names emerged for wines. And so, for instance, we have a wine called Napoleon's Secret. We have a wine called Queen Charlemagne, Blood of Jove, The Baron, Tuscan Knights, the Baroness. Yeah, we've got quite a few. Oh, Siren as well. So we play around and have fun with the names and have these different historical references to them. Some of them correlate directly with wine history from the past, and some are more mythological, you could say. But yeah, we have fun with storytelling and just making the experience of drinking wine that much more special.
That's great. It, you know, every bottle does have a story, I think, and every winemaker has a story behind a label or a name or a design. So with your history background, I think that's just perfect. That's a perfect fit.
I'll tell you one of those stories real quick. Just kind of makes sense of things. So one of my favorite stories and probably my flagship wine is called Napoleon's Secret. And the secret being that around the time of Napoleon III's classification of the Premier Cru wineries in France, it was a secret amongst winemakers around this 1855 period that during lighter vintages of Cabernet Sauvignon and the Bordeaux varietals, when the sun wasn't shining enough in Bordeaux, winemakers would secretly add Syrah from the Rhone Valley to add dark color and complexity to their traditional blends. So Napoleon's Secret is a predominant Bordeaux blend, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cab Franc, Merlot, Malbec, and Petit Verdot, with Syrah from my property secretly blended in. So that is Napoleon's Secret.
How fun!
That is cool. That is awesome. See, those are the stories I think are so interesting with the winemakers and people we've talked to, just different things in any business line, I guess, too. But there's always some little interesting something that comes out of the storytelling there. I love it. That's cool.
Yeah. So, and the other thing that's special about Napoleon's Secret for me is that the Syrah, all the Bordeaux varietals I was sourcing from other vineyards throughout Happy Canyon, and then I would add my estate Syrah to it. So it was special in that regard that it had my Syrah, which was the first varietal that I planted on the property after winning the championship in Puerto Rico. But the other cool thing about that particular wine is that we just planted all of those Bordeaux varietals in the front 4 acres that I originally tried to talk my dad into him in Puerto Rico, but he wouldn't let me plant. So I finally planted that 4 acres this last year, and all to Bordeaux varietals, predominantly Cabernet Sauvignon. So the goal is to have a future estate Napoleon's Secret.
Awesome.
How exciting. Yeah,
really.
So I guess a great way to stay on top of new releases and news from wineries is certainly to become a wine club member. And it's also a great way to just support our local wineries year after year. Can you tell us a little bit about the McKinney Family Vineyards Wine Club and how members can sign up?
Yeah, thanks. So the wine club definitely is the foundational aspect of our business. We're all direct to consumer. We don't sell to the marketplace at all, actually. And I started so small, we've been able to sell out of our wines generally every year, just catering to our wine club. But we have 3 different club levels. We have a 6-bottle club, a 12-bottle club, and a 24-bottle club. 6-bottle club, 15% off. 12-bottle club, 20% off. And we even do that 24-bottle club, which is 25% off. So twice a year, we email the wine club saying these are what the 10 to 13 or so options are. And you can customize your wine club shipments however you like. So also, if you want to set up a tasting, try the wines ahead of time and then choose, that is awesome as well. So free tasting whenever you come over. And yeah, that's the wine club. So yeah, anyone out there interested, definitely set up an appointment so you can try the wines first. And yeah, just live out the experience yourself and kind of see what we're doing firsthand before making that commitment. But I think that we're pretty convinced that after you try the wines, you'll probably join.
Yeah. Awesome. And so in leading into that, you mentioned people can maybe make an appointment, but how would our listeners find you, Matt? Where can they come do a tasting? Do they need to set up an appointment to do so? And how would that take place? How would they go about doing that? And then do you offer tours and tasting also of your vineyards?
Yes, we do. So the majority of our private tastings are on the property in San Ynez, but we do the Buellton winemaking facility as well. And we're starting to do more kind of barrel tastings and making a special experience out of that. The Buellton winery is really awesome. And we have this beautiful mural that we had painted in the tasting room area and leather couches. And it's a really cool, intimate, private experience. experience both there and on the property in Santa Ynez, overlooking the vineyards and the Santa Ynez Mountains on one side and San Rafael Mountains on the other side. We actually converted our old horse barn into a little winemaking facility when I first moved home, and that's where the tastings are on the property. So we are by appointment only, but you can just go on the website, you can book a tasting through there. It's $50 per person, and you can basically reach out to us off the website and say whether you want to check out the Buellton facility or the Santa Ynez property.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Do they get to select where they go, or, and then what does a tasting include? Is it a flight of wine, and what's the experience going to be like?
Yeah, we try to go above and beyond. And so it's generally 7 to 8 wines that we'll pour for people. So a little bit more than average. You know, we are trying to create a more intimate, cool experience. And part of that is also just spending time with people and hanging out long enough to get to know each other and get to know everything about what we're doing and the wine making or wine growing process. So we also have like a geology lesson that we do in the property in Santa Ynez, and all that makes for a really cool experience. But one other thing to mention, and it was a question you asked earlier, was about the wine label. And my wine label, a lot of thought went into that. And it's actually basically a family crest that I made. So my dad is a Taurus, the bull. My mom is a Libra, the scale. I'm a Leo, the lion, and there's a grape cluster, which the vineyard brings us all together, and there's a navigation star in the middle, which symbolizes our family's journey to Santa Ynez Valley. So that is the wine label.
Wow, that is like so deep in thought right there. That's cool. I love that.
I figured if I'm going to have to tell this story the rest of my life, it better be meaningful.
And something you can remember,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Now, there's a beautiful mural in your Industrial Way tasting room that's a very popular attraction, and it's one of our top Instagrammable spots for Buellton that we love to share with people. Can you tell us a little bit more about the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I got really lucky on that one where Brian with 805 Signs, he's one of my neighbors over on my Industrial Way building, and he had told me about Reese and Terry Sutphin, Sutphin Industries Art, I believe is the name of their company, and they work with Flying Flags RV, and they're actually like contracted full-time by the owner of that establishment to do large-scale murals, and they travel all over the world doing that for the owner of Flying Flags RV. And so I got lucky where right around the time that I was like trying to find an artist to do a mural for me, Brian told me about these guys, and they said that they hadn't done another piece for anyone outside of the owner for like 4 or 5 years. And they just happened to have like a 2-week window where they're like, we have nothing going on right now. And so it was just like perfect timing. And I told them my vision, and that was to put like the different historical figures that are on my wine labels into the clouds. And I told them that I wanted like the kind of pink sky that when the sun is setting, and I want vineyards with the mountain ranges. And they basically just took off with what I said and made this really, really cool piece of artwork. Not only having Napoleon III on there, Queen Charlemagne, the Baron, which he created the AOC law system in France, Appellation d'Origine Contrôlée, which like dictated that if you're going to grow vines and make wine, it had to be from native varietals from whatever particular region you're in. That was the start of all wine laws throughout Europe. That's why Champagne's called Champagne, because it's made in Champagne, France, for instance. He's one of the guys. The other guy is Rudolf Steiner, who's the creator of biodynamic farming, which we currently farm organic on my property, but we're starting to get into more biodynamics, and a lot of the vineyards that we buy fruit from in the area are biodynamically farmed. So we spotlight that, but all of those figures are up in the clouds, and then up above in the stars are my mom, my dad, and my astrological signs. And down below, it's like vineyards, and it's just a really, really beautiful mural. So yeah, definitely worth coming and checking out.
I need to get over there. I apologized to him this morning. I haven't been over to his place yet and I need to get there, but that sounds really awesome. And I know they are great muralists. They've done some amazing work for Highway West Vacations there and the campground. So you totally lucked out with them. They're great. They're super good artists. So I can't wait to go and experience it for myself. So you mentioned your website, Matt, a little bit earlier. How can our listeners find or follow you on any social media platforms?
Yeah, so McKinney Family Vineyards is the Instagram and the Facebook. So we have those two outlets, and that's basically all the marketing we do. So we're probably more on the Instagram side, but we shoot stuff over into Facebook as well. But yeah, would love to. That's probably the best place to connect, and just we update at least 2 to 4 times a week with posts on there, and you can stay updated.
Awesome. Definitely follow them. And they have great wine. I have tasted your wines and it was fabulous. I think I had a white, I think it was Chardonnay, and it's been a while, so I apologize. But anyhow, it was very good. I know I had some a little while ago, but
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait to try more.
Yeah. We're definitely sourcing some of the highest quality fruit in this area. I'm definitely holding no expense towards quality. I'm definitely going for the highest quality on everything we make. And I've had a great passion for wine since I was really in college. My two best friends used to work at Bridalwood Winery in the summers, and we started going wine tasting a lot at a very young age. And my best friend's dad actually was the tasting room manager at both Bridalwood and Rodeau growing up. And so we got into wine very young, and my two best friends started their own boutique wine distribution company right after college. So yeah. And then living in Greece and Italy. So I've been into wine and very passionate about high quality wine for a long period of time. And I think we've got a lot of them now.
Definitely. Definitely. And what a background you have, like you said, with that. I think that's huge when it comes to making the wine and just understanding all of that history and background of it. You're the perfect combination there of everything to make really good wine. So
thank you.
Yeah.
I always find these interviews so fascinating because I learn something new every day. And your journey from, you know, history major and professional volleyball player to incredible winemaker, it's absolutely fascinating to me. And I'm sure that we could talk to you for many, many, many more hours. But as we wrap up today's episode, the last question we like to ask every guest is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
You know, I think Buellton has insane potential. I think that this town's really on the verge of becoming something really special. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here because Buellton is business friendly. And, you know, they allow me to have my winemaking facility over here, which, you know, I think everyone in the wine industry knows it can be very difficult to get a winery license on your property in Santa Barbara County. And so Buellton is gracious enough to allow me to make wine and allow my dream to become a reality, which I couldn't be more grateful.
Awesome. We love Buellton too.
And we're better for having you. Yeah, we're better for having you as part of our community for sure.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely.
Getting to sit down and learn more about you and the McKinney family has been a real honor, Matt. Thank you so much. I love what you're doing, and I'm really excited to have McKinney Family Vineyards as part of our Buellton experience.
I am very excited as well. So happy to be here, and thank you very much.
Yeah, I definitely agree, Matt. And thank you so much for taking the time this morning and sharing your history, your family's history in the Valley, and how you made it into wine from volleyball, which is awesome. I mean, just what a great story to tell and share. And I'm excited to try more of your varietals and come experience your tasting rooms and facility and also your mural to check it all out. So appreciate you being here and sharing that with us. We're excited to have you here in Buellton and also on Industrial Way, which some of our listeners know we've had guests before from this area. So it is definitely a region to explore in Buellton, and we're proud to have you here.
You just reminded me of one more thing.
Yeah.
And that's that I think I blame the quality level of my wine on Chip Feninga. He was my volleyball coach in high school, and we actually won 4 state championships here in San Ynez High School. So he had set the bar very high on what I was supposed to do in my life. So here we are today.
There you go. You know, sport. Well, it's true with sports though, right? I mean, you have my kids play sports now. Unfortunately, we're vertically challenged, my family. So Matt, I sit next to Matt and he's like, you know, 2 stories tall here. But anyhow, my kids didn't play volleyball, but they played other sports. But I think a lot of that upbringing and, like you said, that leadership and background, even from coaches, the influence that they can have on you as you move through life and decisions that you make. I know my kids still, you know, cherish some of their coaches that they had and lessons that they learned. So I think that's huge.
Well, and you know, I mean, it's crazy because I wasn't even a volleyball player growing up as a kid. I was more of a basketball player, and my dad played basketball for Tennessee Tech, and my uncle played for Tennessee Tech, and my uncle was even drafted by the New York Knicks to the NBA. So I came from a basketball family, but when I moved to Santa Ynez, we just happened to have this amazing volleyball program. So it's crazy because that was the only reason I played volleyball, was because we had such a good program here, and then that ended up, you know, becoming my life. And then, you know, the reason why I'm back here and saying this today is because of volleyball and winning that championship. And I don't know if it would have worked out if that hadn't been the case. So pretty crazy how it all comes full circle.
For sure. Right. Everything happens for a reason, I think. And we're put in places for a reason, and whatever, we might not understand it at the time, but it all leads to something. So for you, it's been great. And what a background and a career ahead of you with the wine industry. So
right now it's leading me to your website so I can pick up a bottle or two of your Napoleon Secret to try.
Love it. You will not be disappointed. Yeah. That's definitely the fan favorite bestseller, and it's phenomenal.
Awesome. Yeah. Can't wait to try more. I love the stories behind it too. So that's something really fun to share. Thank you again for listening. Be sure to follow Discover Buellton on social media to join our conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we will talk to all of you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.